Nutella, the sinfully indulgent chocolate hazelnut spread, turns 50 this year. It has become a global phenomenon, so successful that it now drives demand for one of its main ingredients, hazelnuts. As a result, people are trying to grow hazelnuts in new places, even New Jersey. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
In Midtown Manhattan, inside a shrine to Italian food called Eataly, there's an actual Nutella bar. New Yorkers and tourists alike are lining up to order Nutella on bread, Nutella on a croissant, Nutella on crepes. Italy's Dino Bori explains the culinary concept here.
We create a simple place. Simple ingredient, few ingredient, with Nutella, super tasty, super simple. When you are simple, the people love.
Nutella was the product of hard times. During World War II, an Italian chocolate maker named Ferrero couldn't get enough cocoa, so he decided to mix in some ground hazelnuts instead. Then he made a soft and creamy version.
It was like one of the greatest inventions in the last century.
Nutella was.
It's a bold claim, of course, but you have to admit, greatness is a matter of taste. In any case, over the past 50 years, Nutella conquered Italy and then the whole world. The recipe for world domination, it turns out, is not too complicated. Sugar, cocoa, palm oil, and hazelnuts. Three of those four things are easy to get. Sugar, cocoa, and palm oil are produced in huge quantities. Hazelnuts, though, which some people call filberts, most of them come from just one place.
The vast majority of hazelnuts are grown in Turkey, in the hillsides surrounding the Black Sea.
This is Karim Azawi, an executive with the Turkish company Balsu USA, which supplies hazelnuts to the U.S. He describes the scene. Hazelnut trees, they're more like bushes, grow on steep slopes that rise from the Black Sea coast. The farms are small. Grandparents and children help to harvest the nuts, usually by hand.
It's a very traditional way of life.
Farmers have been growing hazelnuts here for 2,000 years.
The Turkish family farmers producing hazelnuts are extremely proud of the hazelnut crop, as it has been part of their family histories for centuries.
But Nutella has made what's traditional trendy. The company that makes Nutella, Ferrero, now claims about a quarter of all the world's hazelnuts, more than 100,000 tons of them every year. It's pushed up hazelnut prices. And this year, there was a late frost in Turkey that froze the hazelnut blossoms and cut Turkey's hazelnut production in half. So prices have spiked even further. They're up another 60%. Because they're so valuable, more people now want to grow them. Farmers are growing hazelnuts in Chile and Australia. America's hazelnut orchards in Oregon are expanding. And there are even a few growing where commercial hazelnuts have never grown before in the eastern United States. They're on a research farm that Rutgers University operates just outside New Brunswick in New Jersey. Tom Molnar, a plant breeder at Rutgers, shows me around an oasis of orchards in between highways.
All the green leafy things you see here are hazelnut trees, but in the beginning, they all died from disease.
The disease is eastern filbert blight, caused by a fungus.
Here's a good example of what eastern filbert blight does to a European hazelnut.
This tree is a corpse. It got about as big as a short bush before the fungus attacked, rupturing the bark around each branch. You really can't escape this fungus in the eastern part of the U.S., so everybody knew you cannot grow European hazelnuts here. But about 10 years ago, another plant breeder at Rutgers, Tom Molnar's mentor, decided to try anyway. He and Molnar went looking for trees that could survive eastern filbert blight.
I personally went and made a number of seed collections in Eastern Europe, and in Russia, Poland, Ukraine, and brought back thousands of seeds and grew them as we normally would, and I would say 98% of them died.
The other 2%, though, did not. Molnar cross-pollinated these blight-resistant trees with other hazelnut trees from Oregon that produce lots of high-quality nuts. He collected the offspring of that mating, looking for individual trees with the ideal genetic combination, blight resistance and big yields. He shows me a few of those possibilities.
This tree here is a good example of some of our better material.
He pulls down a branch and shows me the nuts. Each one is hidden inside a leafy husk.
They look quite a bit like acorns, but they taste much better, I promise that.
Molnar is waiting to see just how productive these trees turn out to be. He's optimistic. And Ferrero, the Nutella maker, is also intrigued.
Actually, they've come here several times, and they're interested. They told me if we can meet their quality specifications, they would be interested in buying all the hazelnuts we could produce.
So stay tuned. If you just want to grow hazelnuts in your backyard, though, Tom Molnar does have one other warning.
I haven't seen any other food that drives squirrels more crazy than hazelnuts.
Squirrels will do almost anything to get their greedy little paws on the nuts before you do. Molnar says your hazelnuts may need a guard dog, one that likes to chase squirrels. Dan Charles, NPR News.